Hello and welcome to Tongues of Fire, Pastor Paul's podcast, episode 148, part 2, Examination. Today is Sunday, May 23rd, 2010. Hello and welcome to Tongues of Fire, Pastor Paul's podcast. I am your hostess with the mostest, Janine Arnopoulos, and I'm coming to you from Spirited, North Minneapolis, Minnesota, USA. Pastor Paul's mission is the grocery shelf to the state of Minnesota. Why? Because we have no boundaries. We're located in Disciples Ministries historic Mikra Kodesh Synagogue at 1000 Oliver Avenue in North Minneapolis. So if you need food and you live in Minnesota and you are living in a household of two or more, or you are a senior 60 years and older, or disabled with proof, call us at 612-521-4665 Monday through Friday between 1 and 3 p.m. to register your household for monthly groceries. You can also visit us online at www.pastorpaul.org, where you can make a tax-deductible donation to support our urban mission operations. You can also shop at Pastor Paul's Mall, supporting our advertisers who support us. Now, to join our online community, go to Pastor Paul's homepage. At the top of the homepage, you're going to find interactive links to the blog, Flickr, the podcast, Life Vantage, YouTube, and Twitter. So be sure to join us online. You can also go to Pastor Paul's blog, leave a comment, ask a question, make a suggestion, or give a testimony about Pastor Paul's podcast. You can email me, Janine at pastorpaul.org. And at the blog, you're going to find show notes to Pastor Paul's podcast that have scripture links. Be sure to join us every Friday and Sunday for two parts to Pastor Paul's weekly episode. This month, the month of May, here is the lineup. Your influence, what's useless, what's common, examination, self-emphasis, or others' emphasis. There you have it, the lineup for May. Be sure to join us. Have a beautiful month. God bless you.
Prove yourself. We went over here to a bank. This bank had these Venetian blinds over there. We were going to start to do something downstairs down here. Well, we prayed about making it look better down there. We got ourselves all these blinds for all these windows. You know, the little crank, plastic crank, you know, you can open them and shut them, the little narrow ones. I mean, we're talking $300 a window, and we got about 12 of those things. Talking about $4,000. We're talking about $4,000 of elaborate carpet that they pulled out of this bank. They'd only been in there 1 year. They're talking about all kinds of petitions and desks and all kinds of things like that God has blessed the ministry with. And you know why God blesses a ministry like that? When you prove yourself, when you stand in there having done all and you stand. To me, that is exciting. And I know it's exciting to you, and you listening on the radio, I know it's exciting to you. You have to prove yourself. But there's a sort of a deadness going on. There's sort of a laying back, and there's sort of a deadness. Have you noticed? Seems like there isn't as many evangelists coming into town. There isn't as many people, you know, moving around right now, and everybody's sort of pulled in. Everybody's sort of hibernated. But God is dealing with people right now in this dry time to prove themselves. Prove yourself. Examine yourself. Look at your heart. Look at your mind. I'm gonna have you do something you never thought that you'd ever do in the whole of your life. I'm going to have you to lay down the rest of your miserable life. I'm going to see what you are made out of. I am going to call you into active service. There's going to be some changes made in your lives. You listening on the radio, there'll be some changes made in your lives. God is saying, I want you to prove yourself. Whether you be in the faith, I want you to prove yourself. I want you to prove yourself. I want to know who's in my army. I want a Gideon's army. Are you hearing this? Oh, I know one thing. The Bible talks about run the race. Actually become involved. What is involvement? Involvement is getting so involved with a person you feel their need. And when you feel their need, you start to minister. And as you start to minister, in the feeling of that need, you give them the answer. Because it's in that. Now, I know there's ministry against feeling, but I'm talking about a spiritual feeling of the person's need. And all of a sudden, the answer is there. You know why? Because you're proving the Word of God. Remember in the Bible there, the man who was asked to the Great Supper, but he said, I have bought a yoke of oxen, I must go prove them. Another one said, well, I just got married. Another one said, well, I just bought some land. At least they had worldly wisdom. But we, the Bible says, must prove ourselves. We must plow furrows in our daily lives. We must put ourselves into service. We must put ourselves into the furnace of daily life. You know, sometimes it's so hard to get into that furnace of daily life. Walk right into the furnace again. Walk right into the trial again. Walk right into what God has gotten you to do again. Walk right in there. Walk in, the Bible says. Walk into that furnace and know that the Lord will be there, and that's where He is, in the fiery trials. I was thinking about this, and I think about my folks. Isn't that funny? I think about them more now since they're both dead. It's really the truth. I thought about them a lot, but now I think about them more since they're both dead. Maybe it's because of the cloud of witnesses. Maybe I feel their eyes on me. I don't know. But anyway, I was thinking of how my parents grew up so much after I'd only left for about 6 months. The Bible says, examine yourselves, prove your own selves. So many times we're busy proving other people, aren't we? So tonight, let's take a look at examine yourselves, whether you be in the faith. And some say, you can examine me. I am in the faith. Go ahead. I'm a Lutheran. So? Well, I'm a Baptist. I'm a Catholic. I go to disciples' ministry. I believe the truth. See, but the question isn't that. It's not whether you believe the truth, but whether you are in the truth. Are you in the truth? Well, I started to ponder that. What does that mean? Well, in the truth, of course, is in Jesus Christ. But a deeper meaning for the Christian is, are you in the truth? So many times we mince words and we try to look at, that's like that peace pipe thing. What was the truth there? The truth was a man needed to drill so he could make a living. That was the truth of the thing, wasn't it? The truth wasn't that, oh, he's going to make a pipe. No, he was going to make a living. He was going to make an art of peace. So many times, are you in the truth? That's like when Noah, and he was building that ark. Men stood around it, and one said, I believe the ark is made out of gopher wood, and it's very strong. And I believe something else. If it ever does rain, it's going to float. I believe in that ark. And when the rain came, And they all believed that it was going to float. It did, and that was true. But see, it wasn't their believing that it would float. It was they should believe that they could be in this thing. And it's the same way when you have Jesus Christ. You got to get into it. Do you understand? You actually got to poke your head out of this ark, like for the ark thing, and poke your head out and prove that you're in it. And it's the same way when you're working in Jesus Christ. You have to prove it. And how do you prove it? These things that you see me do, these things that you see me do, you'll do even greater things that you will do. You have to prove what you're taught. I believe it. I believe it right now that God right now is having people to prove themselves. This whole of this last 6 months, I've really had to go through a lot of proving of myself. To show that to prove that I was really in the faith, that I was steady, always abounding in the faith, and I wanted to do this work down here. And do you know what? It is a paying off. Say amen, somebody. Well, I hope that this message gets through to you tonight. I think a lot of times people on the radio even they neglect this proving of themselves. See, everything you know is useless unless you know yourself. I wonder how many people really know themselves. See, when you really get to know yourself, you really want to change. And you get to know yourself every day a little bit more, and as you get to know yourself a little bit more every day, it takes a little bit more of God's grace to save you out of yourself every day. See, because getting to know you and getting to know yourself sometimes gets kind of weary. Seems like you never get done. But I'll tell you one thing, it makes you appreciate Jesus Christ when you begin to know yourself. How many have known themselves just a little bit every day? Well, I'll tell you, that'll cut the judging out. Oh, they talk about, you know, going for the treasure. You know what the treasure is in the Bible? The treasure, of course, is your life. The treasure is your life, Corey. And the treasure is your life. And the treasure is your life. You don't have to go all over looking for a treasure. You are the treasure. You have been laying up a treasure, hallelujah. When you lay up your life, you're laying up a treasure. Oh, God. I'll tell you something, boy, when we learn how to do that, it's not like reprobate silver. We live it up. We live for Jesus. We start to trust in the Lord. How many here tonight, when they ask this question, have examined themselves this week, have done a cross-examination of themselves? Somewhere down the line, you had to stop and you had to think and you had to say, my God, I did wrong. I want to examine myself. Isn't that an important thing to do? To examine yourself? Isn't that an important thing to do? To say, God, I want to prove myself in you. God, I want to examine myself. I want to examine myself. For so long, I've been mistaken about myself. Now, I've started to examine myself in a brand new way down here in this Northside ministry. Examine what my motives really are. And for the most part, they've been the same since I've ever been down here. But I am starting a self-examination. Not a critical thing, and not a thing that puts me into in a downtime, but an examination. And if I don't examine myself right now for the trials that are going to beset this ministry in the oncoming 3 or 4 years down the line here, and I don't examine myself to see that I'm in the faith, and I don't start to prove what I'm doing down here, I'm talking about a buckle-down, windsocky type of thing. If I don't start to do that right now, I'm not going to be ready for what God is going to put on this ministry and what He's going to put on the Christian church. I tell you right now, what He's going to put on the body of Christ. Unless we stop right now and we start to examine ourselves, we're not going to be ready for what God has got us to do. How many of you heard what I just said right there? There is going to come the heaviest time on the Christian church like you've never seen before. You're going to see a pulling away. You're going to see people going back to high steeple, few people churches, sitting down and never do anything churches. You're going to see a whole lot of deadness coming on, and that's the time that you're going to have to prove yourself. So you might as well get ready for it right now and examine yourself and say, God, what would I do if this happened to me? What would I do if it happened in my very home? What am I going to do when I'm challenged with that thing like that for me to prove myself? How many heard that? Prove yourself. There's a proving coming on. Prove yourself. Examine yourself to see that you're in the faith. Examine yourself. Oh, it came to me over and over and over again. I'm looking out there, and I'm looking at all these people out there, and they're getting their bags, and they're upset, and they're nervous, and they're frustrated. And I look at them, I think, oh my God, I need a self-examination. Is there a better way of doing this, Lord? Is there a way that I can reach more people? Is there something that I'm missing? Let me examine what I'm doing. Help me with this thing. Show me if I'm in the faith now when I move in this particular area. I'll tell you, right now God is pressuring people so that they have to examine themselves. What's important to you tonight? Well, whatever, if it's more important than the Lord, you're going to have to lose it. Say amen, somebody. If it's sitting home watching the boob tube when you should be in church, if it's sitting home doing some of these things, you know, that you like to do in the flesh when you should be serving the Lord, God's saying examine yourself. You know, when you come down here every day, day after day, week after week, what happens is you provoke people to examine themselves. Did you know that? Mick, when he runs the radio program, he causes other radio programs to examine themselves. Why? Because it's a professionally done radio program. It's probably one of the best in the country. He's causing people to examine themselves. When Debbie gets up and she sings and she's got the Spirit of the Lord all over her, and you can feel that Spirit moving through her voice, it causes people to examine themselves. And sometimes we get kind of critical when we have to examine ourselves. When you go out there week after week after week after week and you're packing bags and you're running a ministry and you're stoking up the furnace and you're filling the boiler and you're cleaning the toilets and you're packing the bags and it sounds like I don't like it, but I love it. I'm just trying to get all these things in here. And you're calling all the fees. You're causing people to examine themselves. And George, when you go over there to St. Paul and you're all by yourself over there, you're singing hallelujahs and praises unto God and you're all by yourself packing all that flour and rice and all that different things that might even go down there to Austin, Minnesota. When you're doing that over there, you cause people to examine themselves. Why is he having such a good time doing all this work and I'm having such a lousy time, supposed to be having all this fun? You cause people to examine. Now you have to examine yourself all the time because you'd be looking at them and say, well, I'd like to be doing what they're doing. They'd like to be doing what you're doing. And you have to examine yourself. Is there something more I can do for the body of Christ? Not how I can get out of doing something more for the body of Christ. Not how I will look better by not doing anything. How will I escape gracefully? No, but what can I do? Is there something I've missed? Is there something I should be doing? God, help me to examine myself. Oh, God, help me to examine myself. Oh, Paul, I'm saying to myself, it'd be nice. You could go out to California out there. Just, you know, take a break. Have somebody and go out there and evangelize and raise funds and all that. I have to examine myself. Why? Because God didn't tell me to go. I just want to go out there and, sort of float around a little while. Examine yourselves. Because you know what? If you do what God doesn't want you to do, you aren't going to have no fun out there anyway. Examine yourself. Examine yourself. Hey, how come I'm not having any fun? How come being saved is dry? How come being saved isn't any fun anymore? How come I'm not feeling that exuberance in the Lord? How come I'm not running a race anymore? How come I'm so down? Examine yourself. Examine yourself. And God says what you need is more exercise. Even the world knows that. They're into this, what do they call it? Aerobics or whatever that is? What is it? Aerobics, they put in their kill themselves. They stretch their bodies out of shape. Their backs are kinked up. I mean, they just go at it something fierce. Why? Because they examine their bodies. They say, man, look at this body. What a mess. Huh? Looks like four doughboys all together. You know what I mean? And they have to examine themselves. And they have to say, well, you know something? I got to do something about this body. And it's the same way in the body of Christ. We need to examine ourselves. No, don't examine somebody else. Oh, let's take a look at this person. What are you doing lately? Nothing? What do you mean nothing? And start to examine other people. It's so easy to examine someone else. But I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, like Paul says to the Corinthians, examine yourself, whether ye be in the faith or not. Prove yourself. Don't look at me, look at yourself. I got my credentials. I'm the one that's been stoned. If I must glory and I have to glory to prove something, then I'll go ahead. Even the chiefest of the apostles is nothing. And I'm above them. And so he says, just go ahead and examine yourselves. So easy to examine somebody else. But oh, if we can just stop for a moment If we can just stop for a few minutes here and examine ourselves, you on the radio and you listening to this tape, start to examine yourself. What'd you do all last week? What are you planning on doing next week? Are you planning on getting out of something? Are you planning on not doing something? No, I don't think I'll do that. No, I'll think I'll quit this. And I think I'll quit that. And I'll think I'll quit that. Did you examine it first? Did you go to the Lord? Did you ask the Lord whether you should be doing that? Are you in the faith? See, right now, God is pressing people into double duty, and everybody's telling them to sit down and take it easy. I do not believe it. Say amen, somebody. God's telling people to get up and run the race, and some of the people are saying, sit down and take it easy. I don't believe that. I believe if you give your life, you're in service to the Lord 24 hours a day. That's what I believe. Personally, I believe that. Oh, yeah, but see, that's unbalanced. You should do this and you should do that and so on like that. Well, I mean, you can pray while you're someplace. You don't have to be physically working all the time, but you have to have the mind of Christ. Now, what do you think the mind of Christ does? Lay down and give up and walk away? Certainly not. Examine yourself whether you be in the faith or not. Now, I'm not giving you a condemnation message. I'm just giving you a message so that you can say, hey, I have been so busy looking at other people, I haven't had a chance to examine myself, and I am sick. Getting kind of quiet in here. This is the truth, though, isn't it? So many times. I know in my own life, I'll get my eyes off of Christ. Lord, what would you want me to do today? And again, Lord, what would you want me to do today? You know something? When you start to obey the Lord like that, you get that joy inside and you get that peace inside and you get that river of life flowing out from you. And I don't care what kind of trial you're in. It's just there. It's kind of a crazy. It's like I said, when I go alongside them crowd, I got an angry, joyful, happy, sad, mixed emotions about the whole thing. But underlying it all is the Spirit of the Lord. God, I tell you something, God is going to move in such a way as you have never seen before. When we learn how to examine ourselves and say, God, I want to be in the faith. I want you to use me. I've examined myself. How many want to examine themselves tonight? I'm going to keep you a long time tonight. I'm not talking about criticizing yourself. I'm talking about just examine yourself. Whew. I don't think you get everybody to do that. I there's a book out. I think it's right from the pits. I really do. I don't know. It's a book about. Roberts book. Patty Roberts. I think she didn't even know what she was doing when she wrote it. It's an examination of somebody else. There are so many Christian books out that examine other Christians. You know what I'm talking about? They did this to me, and that did. They did this to me, and that to me, and so it doesn't really matter. See, what people do to you can either make or break you. Did you know that? Oh, I think it's time that we all just sit down and examine ourselves. Sometimes we get on people pretty heavy. We get on families pretty heavy. And all we have to do is examine ourselves. And that's what God is saying. Don't look to somebody else and don't look to criticize somebody else, but examine yourself. That'll keep you busy, let me tell you. Keep you so busy you won't have time to look at anybody else. But you know what? If you examine yourself long enough, you're going to find Jesus in there. He's there. Sometimes he's right on the surface. If you steadily examine yourself every day, Jesus is going to be up front. Because you know what? As you examine yourself, those things fall away. A little bit at a time. Now is the time and now is the hour to start to examine ourselves like never before. God is on the move. He's going to say, prove your ministry, prove yourself. And it's going to take some hard knocks. And I know one thing, I'm willing to do it. Because there's no joy outside of Jesus Christ. No, there is not. And there is no peace outside of the Lord. There's no more wonderful thing than seeing people get saved and filled with the Holy Spirit. See people get touched by the life and the liberty of God. And so if it takes in a self-examination every day, I want to do it every minute so that I can be free to see Jesus Christ. Lord, I want to thank you for these people here tonight. Each one, each precious one right now, Lord. I ask that the radio audience right now would take, you know, 5 minutes to just to start to examine themselves and see if they are in the faith. And to start to move in the things of God as they just say, Lord, where can I fit in? What can I do? Where have I fallen short? God, just bless each one here tonight in the mighty name of Jesus as we just seek to go on in the kingdom of God. We know those trials and tribulations and temptations and things are going to come our way, even greater in this end time, as seducing spirits are cut loose. And as people are called by strange voice. But Jesus, right now, we ask that you help us to examine ourselves before this happens, that we will meet the test when it comes. Jesus, we ask that you give us the grace to see that which must be removed so we can stand in that final hour. And having done all, stand in Jesus' name. Amen. Is there anybody in here tonight that doesn't know Jesus as their personal Savior? Anybody? Anybody? How about these people right here? Are you born again, sir? And sister? Okay. Brother, are you born again? You know what I mean by that? Anybody doesn't know what that means? Born again means got Jesus where? In your heart. Okay. Okay. And just like I did with these people, it's a real simple thing to lead people to Jesus Christ. It's not a complicated thing. But it is a mystery. Every time it happens, you just kind of think, wow, what happened? I always think that. But when you get an opportunity to lead somebody to the Lord, don't turn it down. And they're open and they're out there and they're ripe for the picking. See? And just like them little things that as I examined myself and I went out there, those kind of stories travel around the world. Not that you do it so that they will. But you examine yourself, you don't like what you see, in that you didn't want to do something and God changed your mind. And when God changes your mind and he anoints that particular little thing you do, an act of kindness, it can go all the way around the world. All the way, it can touch, literally, those people, those Indian people could be so touched, those two different instances, that they could touch people all around the Minneapolis area here by those two stories, those two acts of kindness. And what does the world need right now more than kindness? I know I need it. Do you ever need kindness? Hey, being a preacher a lot of times, there isn't a lot of people you can share with. Did you know that? Because number one, they might think that it's an act of weakness. Well, I've learned a long time ago, hey, if I feel like bawling, I am going to cut loose. Right? I never used to do that, but I do now. I cut loose the other morning. I cut loose last Sunday, and I cut loose the other morning, and I was talking to somebody on the phone, and I cut loose again. Not for myself, but there is a spiritual thing that goes on sometimes, and people need to cut loose. I had a tape years ago. It's called "Let's All Have a Good Snotter." That's when you cry and the snot runs out. Did you ever cry like that? Have you ever cried like that? You have to have a handkerchief. Well, no, I mean, it's the truth, isn't it? And your nose is running, you know, and you... Yeah? Huh? God, thank you for these people here tonight. Pray, Lord, that you anoint each one right now in Jesus' name. Bless each one here. Thank you for the faithfulness of the people. God, thank you for that money that you brought in at the midnight hour. Thank you for that camp that got sold. Thank you, Lord, for the many, many things you're going to do. And thank you for the turning around of people in Jesus. Thank you for the turning around of the politician. Thank you for the turning around, Lord, of the different churches. And thank you, Lord, for the turning around of myself. Thank you, Lord, for the turning around of people. And, Lord, help us to examine ourselves in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. What song should we sing here tonight in closing? Go with your utility.